Daf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah. We know that there are three mitzvahs of karbanos on Yontif. One is the mitzvah of bringing the karban Eilas Ru'iya. One is the mitzvah of bringing the karban Shalmei Chagiga. And one is the mitzvah of bringing the karban of Shalmei Simcha. According to Beis Shammai on Yontif, you can bring a Shalmei Simcha, because a Simcha is something that you eat, and therefore you can say that there's a heter of Tzarech Achila, but you're not allowed to do Smicha because you can't touch the animal. However, you're not allowed to bring the Eilas Ru'iya on Yontif, because the Eilas Ru'iya is a carbon Eila. And a carbon Eila, you don't eat any of it at all, but rather it all goes up to Shemayim. According to Beis Hillel, however, you can bring all three carbonus, and you can do Smicha also, since we say Eseh Deicha Leisase. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that even Shavuos, which is only one day, that you have 7 days of Tashlumen? We know normally on Pesach and Sukkot, if you do not bring these karbanos on the first day of Yontif, you have 7 days of Tashlumen. That's because the Yontif has 7 more days. That's why you have 7 days of Tashlumen. Hashenkin Shavuos, which is only one day in Eretz Yisrael, how do we know that there's also 7 days of Tashlumen? The Gemara answers, because the Pasuk says, B'chag ha-matzais, u'v'chag ha-shavuos, u'v'chag ha-sukkos. There's a hekesh between all three of these regarding Tashlumen, that all three Yomim Tovim have 7 days of Tashlumen. The Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is a chag bifnei atzmai, and it's not considered part of Sukkos, but rather it's a regal that stands all by itself. How do we know this? With the abbreviation of Pazar Kashav, Pezayin Resh, Kufshin Bez. What does that stand for? Pe stands for pious. Pious was the lottery for which the Kohen does the Avoda. There used to be a lottery in the Beis HaMikdash to determine which of the Kohanim would get to do the Avoda. That was a special pious, a special lottery that was held for Shmini Atzeres. Zayin is Zman, which you make a new Bracha Shachiyano, versus, for example, Shvi Shel Pesach, where you do not make a new Shachiyano. Resh is for Regel, that it's got its own name. Kuf is for Karban, that the new Karban, special new Karban, is brought on Shmini Atzeres, different from the 13 Parim and 12 Parim pattern of the rest of Sukkos. Shin is for Shir, which has as a new Shir for the carbon Sibor, which the Levim sing. And Beis is for Bracha, that's regarding the people's Bracha for the king. And the Gemara says, just like when one brings a carbon on Pesach, he needs Lina, that means he has to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim, so too with Sukkos, you need Lina. That's learned from the Pasuk of Ufanisa Babaiker, Vialachta Liayalacha. And finally, the Gemara says, one gets 7 days of Tashlumin for all three of the Regalim. Once these 7 days pass, it's too late to bring the karbanos. Shavuos also has a full week of Tashlumen, even though it's only one day of Yontif. The Gemara gives another reason, since it says both Tisperu Chamishim Yaim as well as Shiva Shavuos. Since it says Shiva Shavuos there, we know you have a full week to do it. Daf Yud Ches. Rabbi Yeshia says from the Pasuk, Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmar Shivas Yamin, the Pasuk teaches us that Malacha is not only Asur to do on Yontif, but Malacha is also Asur to do on Chol HaMoed as well. Rabbi Yochanan learns this from a Kal Vachomer. Since days 1 and 7, which are the days of Yontif, are not surrounded on both sides by Yontif, in other words, Erev Yontif is not a day of Yontif, Chol HaMoed is kind of a day of Yontif, so on one side it's surrounded by Kedusha, but on the other side it's not, and those days are Asur b'Malacha, Chol HaMoed, which is surrounded on both sides by Yontif, i.e. days 1 and 7, surely it should be Asur b'Malacha. Rabbi Akiva says, we learn it from Eile Mayadei Hashem, that's how you know that Malacha is Asur on Chol HaMoed. And although these are specific psukim, but the Rabbanan are the ones who get to decide which specific things are asur to do on Chol HaMoed. And generally speaking, as we've learned, melacha on Chol HaMoed is usually asur, unless it falls under one of 5 general items, including Dover HaAvod, Tzarech Achila, and so on and so forth. From the upcoming Mishnah until the end of the Masechta, the Gemara discusses in detail in Yanei Tuma V'Tahara. Before we begin this Mishnah and the Sugya, let us briefly review some of the klalim of this complex subject. We know that the worst type of tuma is a mace. A mace is a dead body, and that is an avi avos hatuma. If a person or a keli touches a mace, then it becomes an av hatuma. Additionally, a dead sheretz, a nevela, a zav, zava, nida, or mitzera are each called an av hatuma. If something touches an av hatuma, it becomes a rishon latuma. Subsequently, if something touches a Rishon Latuma, it becomes a Sheni Latuma. If something is a Sheni Latuma, and it touches a Sheni Latuma, then that item becomes a Shlish Latuma. If something touches a Shlish Latuma, the new item becomes a Revi Latuma. Revi is as far as it goes. However, not everything can get as far as a Revi Latuma. Adam Vikalim can only be Avi Avos HaTuma, Av HaTuma, or Rishon Latuma. These cannot be any lower than Rishon LaTuma. i.e. midaraisa, they cannot become ashamed of the tumah. Eichlin umashkin, food and drink, which are things which are called, referred to as chulin, can never be an afatumah. They begin at rishon l'tumah, but they can become ashamed of the tumah. However, after ashamed of the tumah, they stop there. I.e. anything after ashamed of the tumah, it remains tahar. Truma can go as far as shlishi l'tumah. Once it becomes a shlishi l'tumah, it's called pasul. And finally, kachim, which are the most chamor on kachim, can go as far as revi'i l'tumah. If you want a mnemonic device to remember all of these klalim, just remember the word ach tak, aleph, ches, tof, kuf. What does that mean? Adam v'kelim, which is the aleph, the first letter of the word, can only go as far as rishon l'tumah. Rishon, number one. Ches stands for chulin. Chulin, ches, is the second letter of the word. That can only go as far, number two, asheni l'tumah. Tof stands for truma. Truma, which is the third letter of a tof, can only go as far as shlish l'tumah. And kuf stands for kachim. Kachim, which is the fourth letter, can only go as far as revi'i l'tumah. Since av and aviyah v'isatumah can be metama adam v'kelim, they are known as a tumah chamura. Alternatively, anything below this, i.e. a rishon l'tumah, a sheni l'tumah, etc., is called a tumah kala. A tumah kala is also called a vlat hatumah, since it's like a child of an av hatumah. Let me also point out some of the special exceptions to these rules that we mentioned before. We said before that Adam v'kelim cannot be mekabel tumah from a rishon l'tumah, i.e. they cannot become a sheni l'tumah. The exception here is that a keli can be mekabel tumah midrabanan from a mashkin that itself is a rishon l'tumah. This is one of the yud ches davar, which we learn in Masechta Shabbos. This is because of gzeira mishum mashke zav v'zava. Number two, also midrabanan, mashkin, which touched any level of vlat hatumah, revert all the way back to a rishon l'tumah. This means, even if mashkin touched a shlishi, it reverts all the way back to a rishon l'tumah. Number three, a metal keli, which touches a mace, which is an aviyah vayis hatumah, does not drop a level and become an af hatumah, but rather becomes an aviyah vayis hatumah also. We learn this from the pasuk of b'chalal cherev, cherev harehu kechol. And number four, a kli cheres has a special halacha. A kli cheres can only be mekabel tumah when something touches it on the inside of the keli, but it cannot be mekabel tumah if something touches it on the outside of the keli. Also, we know that a kli cheres can never become tahar. You cannot just put it in the mikvah like you can other things, but rather rak shvirasan mitaharasan. And with this, let us give a background to the upcoming Mishnah. If a person wants to go from tumah daraisa and become tahar, he goes to a mikvah. But by cases of tumah midrabanan, sometimes the rabbanan required fixing via mikvah, but sometimes you just need a tilas yadayim to become tahar. And the Mishnah says, if someone touched food or drink that was tameh, so he only needs netilas yadayim to eat maaser sheni, chulin, or truma. But to eat kachim, one needs tahara of his entire body. As we mentioned before, we're most machmir by kachim, and as we said, kachim can go as far as revi'i l'tumah. And the Mishnah continues, if a person went to a mikvah and did not have kavana for tahara, then the tahara is not chal. A zava or a nida that sits on something, that item becomes tameh via tumas medjus. And the Gemara says, truma and bikurim, if someone who isn't a kayan eats it b'mezid, then he's chayav misabide shamayim. If someone eats it b'shagig, then he must pay not only for a karen, the value of the item, but he has to pay an additional one-fifth, a chaymish also. The Gemara says, if truma gets mixed up in chulin, it isn't batal b'rayv, like most other isurim, but it can only possibly become batal if it's batal b'meya. In other words, you need 100 parts of chulin to eliminate this one part of truma. A person's stam hands, in of themselves, are considered a sheni l'tumah, as we say, yados shnios hain. So if they touch truma, the truma becomes a shlish l'tumah, and therefore they become what we call pasul. There's a machlokes if maaser requires netilas yadayim before eating it. Rameir says no, the chachamim say yes. But chulin only requires netilas yadayim if a person is going to eat bread. And finally, the Gemara says if a person washes his hands with kavana to be metahir them, he's tahar. If he does not have kavana, then he's not tahar. Tafutes. If a wave of water from the sea falls on a person, as long as it's a shear of 40 saw, it's like a mikvah, and he is tar. But only if the bottom part of the wave touches him, that can be metahirim, that's known as the Russian. But if the top part of the wave, the kipin, touches him and comes upon him, since a person cannot do tefillah in the air, he is not tar even if there's a shear of 40 saw. As background to the next Gemara, in order for food to be mekabel tumah, The food must be tallish, it must be pulled out of the ground. Something that's growing in the ground cannot be mekabel tumah. And it also must first be touched by one of the zayin mashkais, yad shachat dam. And the liquid that touches it, a person does not have to have kavana for this liquid to be metameh, because the pasuk says ki yutan. It'll become mukshar lekabel tumah automatically as soon as the mashkin touches this item. If someone was toivel to eat chulin with kavana for chulin, he cannot eat meiser, since he didn't have kavana for meiser. And meiser is a higher madrega. The Gemara says a mikvah, which was measured, and had exactly a shear of 40 saw, which is the minimum shear, and two people went into the mikvah simultaneously, so the Gemara holds the first person is tahar, but the second person is still tame. Since person number one, when he walked out of the water, some of the water was still on his body. And now he took the water out of the mikvah, so now is less than a shear of 40 saw in the mikvah. Therefore the second person remains tame. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the second person is toivel, while at least a foot of the first person is still in the water, then person number two is also tar. Since vis-a-vis person number one, we say the klal of good achis. The water on number one is considered like it runs down the person, and is now connected to the mikvah completely, and it helps in calculating the 40 saw, because the person's foot is still in the mikvah. We have this klal of good achis in Erevin and Sukkah. Finally, the Gemara says a person who requires his family to treat chulin with the same respect as meiser, that chulin becomes kadosh like meiser, since we say chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh dami. Some say it remains chulin, some say it becomes like truma. Tavchav. Some tzaddikim, like Yochanan ben Gudgada, saw to it that their whole families watched chulin al taras hakodesh. This Gemara provided a major basis for netilas yadayim, which we do today before eating bread. Netilas yadayim today on bread, and the bread is considered chulin, but we still have to do netilas yadayim based on this Gemara. In keeping something tahar, if you take your eyes off of it, and there is hesach hadas, the item can become tameh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar says, if you drop a coat, and you ask a friend to pick it up, it now can potentially become tameh due to hesach hadas. The awareness of the item has been stopped. Rabbi Yishmael said, how great are the words of the Chachamim that a person must have in mind to keep something tahar, otherwise it's hesach hadas, and it becomes tameh. And finally, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, that as soon as you lose sight of an item, it's hesach hadas, since we say, chazaka ein odam mishamer masha biyad chavere. This marks the end of the second perek. Let us now begin the third perek, perek chemer bakaydish, the Mishnah. Kodshim are more chomer than truma of a kayin. The Mishnah lists 11 examples that illustrate this, including a keli of kaydish cannot be toiveled in another, masha ein kayin by truma. Tuma, to just one part of the keli, the handle of a keli, renders the entire keli as tame, when you're dealing with kaydish, but not by truma. And food can only go as far as a sheni of the tuma. Truma can only go as far as a shlishi of the tuma. But kaidish can go as far as a revi'i latuma. These are three of the 11 examples brought in the Mishnah that illustrate that kodshim are more chomer than truma. Daf chaf aleph. By kodshim, we cannot toivel one keli inside of another keli, since one of the kelim are heavy, and there will be a chatzitza, since the water cannot surround the second keli completely. Rabbi Loi says that there are only 10 cases in the Mishnah, versus the obvious 11, which seem to exist, since the two about chatzitza are sort of repetitive. According to Rava, the first part of the Mishnah isn't discussing a chatzitza, like the teretz of Rabbi Loi, but rather it's discussing a gzera, that we don't want people to be toivel in a small-mouthed utensil. The utensil was called kishvashveres hanoid, so he has 11 cases in the Mishnah instead of the 10 cases. Daf Chof Beis. The difference between Rabbi Loi and Rava is if someone immerses a keli in a large basket. According to one of them, it's no good, since it's also considered a chatzitza. But according to the other, it is okay. Rabbi Yossi said, everyone, even Amaratzim, are believed to say that wine and oil are tahor for karbanos, since if we don't, the Amaratzim would make bamos to send the karbanos to Hashem that way. Also, Rabbi Yossi says we accept the edus from Amaratzim so as not to produce animosity. As we see in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Memtas, Gudayla Sina, Shasainin Am Haaretz, Latamet Chacham, Yaiser Misina Shasainin Avdei Kachavim Es Yisrael. When an Amaretz hates the Jews, or he hates a Talmud Chacham, that amount of Sina is a lot worse even than when a Goy hates Yisrael. But according to the Rabbanan, we do not accept Eidus from Amaretz. The Gemara says if a mace was in a room, the room above it, if there's a hole in the ceiling, this upper room becomes Tameh, unless you patch up the hole with a Klicheres. We know that a Klicheres is not Mekabel Tuma on the outside, just on the inside. So if the bottom of the klicheres is now touching, so to say, the lower level, the lower room, where the tumah exists. It can't get up to the upper room because the outside of the kli charis is not makabel tumah, and therefore the tumah cannot get into the upper room. Rabbi Yeshua was critical of the shita of Beis Shammai regarding tumah, so a Talmud of Beis Shammai came and explained the reasoning that food and drink, once they're tameh, remain tameh, because you cannot be tovel them. You can't put food and drink into a mikvah. And a kli charis also cannot become tahar, but we say rak shvirasan metaharasan. So Rabbi Yeshua went and prostrated himself on the kever of Beis Shammai and said, if your concealed words are so correct, kal v'chomer, your revealed halachas are so correct. And he spent the rest of his life having many fast days as a kapara. The Gemara says if an Am Haaretz said on himself that he went to a mikvah, we trust him. But regarding him saying that he put kelim in a mikvah, it's a question if we trust him or not. Since maybe he doesn't know the halachas of tefilas kelim, where there's a shveferes hanoid or a special shear, and since he may not know those, we cannot believe him when he says he tivled a keli correctly. And finally, the Gemara says midaraisa, if liquid, which is a rishon letuma, touches a keli, normally it cannot be mitame, adam v'kelim, but midrabanan, mashkin, can make a keli tame. Daf Chav Gimel. A person cannot carry mechatas of the para aduma on a boat across the Yarden, but he can carry it across on a bridge, or he can walk across the Yarden. Rav Chanina ben Akavya said, you cannot bring it in a boat only over the Yarden. That's where this chumrah applies. But over other rivers, you would be allowed to bring the mechatas, since the gzera of the chachamim was due to a specific maisa shahaya by the Yarden. But for other rivers, this chumrah does not apply. The Gemara says all kalim to be used for kaidish must be tivled in a mikvah, but they don't need Ha'arav Shemesh. Ha'arav Shemesh is the fact that you have to wait until after sunset of the day of the tefillah, so the chalaisa, the tahara, is completed. Interesting to point out, a tful yayim is one who went to the mikvah, but he didn't have Ha'arav Shemesh yet. In other words, the sunset didn't come yet. Others say you do need Ha'arav Shemesh. If a rishon letuma touches a person, the person does not become a tameh, since the person cannot become a sheni letuma. Rishon is as far as Adam v'Kelim go. And the Gemara says that the Chachamim never invented any new and unusual halachas regarding a para aduma. The Gemara says if food is in a keli, and there are a few morsels of kaidish, if tuma touches one morsel, all the food in the keli becomes tameh, since we say hakli mitztaref masha b'saycha. We learn this from the pasuk of kaf achas malea ketiris. Therefore, if just one morsel becomes tameh, everything is mitztaref inside, together, to touch that one morsel, and everything becomes tameh. But if the food is truma, only the food that was touched is tameh, but the other morsels of food remain tahar. The question by Kachim of Hakli Mitztaref is if this halacha is midaraisa, which is what Rav Chanina holds, or it's midarabanan, which is what Rav Chiya Bar Abba holds. Daf Chav Dalet. Kaidish can only go as far as Ravi'i Latuma. If it's a Ravi'i Latuma, it becomes pasul, but it cannot make something into a Chamishi Latuma. Truma can only go as far as a Shlishi Latuma. A Mechusar Kippurim, which is someone who did not bring his carbon yet, he can eat truma, but he cannot eat kaidish. Rabbi Yeshua says regarding kaidish, if one of a person's hands is tameh, the other hand also becomes tameh. The Rabbanan made a gzera that any liquid that touches tuma automatically reverts back to a rishon letuma. So even if mashkin touches a sheni letuma, instead of it going down to becoming the shlishi, it reverts all the way back to a rishon letuma. The Chachamim say that stam, a person's hands, are considered a sheni letuma, yodayim shniyos hang. So if they touch something, that something becomes a shlish lituma, not another sheni lituma, since a sheni can not make a sheni, but it moves down one full level. Food can only become prepared to become tameh if it was first touched by some sort of liquid. It was mukshar lekabel tuma. But kaidish is always prepared to accept tuma, even without hakshara via liquid, since it's considered chavif. The Mishnah. Although normally kaidish has more chumras than truma, there are some exceptions to this rule. For example, truma is more chumr regarding believing in Am Haaretz via, specifically regarding yayin v'shemen. For truma, we only believe in Am Haaretz regarding the tahara status during the pressing season. But for kaidish, we always believe the Am Haaretz, even if it's not during the pressing season. Daf Chafei. An Am Haaretz is only believed for this particular thing in Yehuda, not in Galil, because there was a strip of land between Yehuda and Galil where the Kusim lived. This was called the Eretz Ha'amim, and that was Tameh. But if a person was transported through this Eretz Ha'amim via Sheda, Teva, Umigdal, a box or a chariot, etc., then he may be Tahar, since it's a Chatzitza that does not allow the Tumah to get in. The Gemara says if a person touches a bone from a dead body the size of a seira, a small piece even the size of barley, etzem kesaira, he becomes tamei via maga umasa. But we're makel by karban pesach to allow someone to cross a suspicious field with a minimum amount of badika if he's in a big rush to try to bring the karban pesach. This is because the karban pesach is a chiyav midaraisa. Finally, the Gemara says a person who has a field of grapes should begin to prepare the bottles 70 days before the pressing. The Mishnah. An additional case where truma is more chomer than kodesh is regarding Moedian. This town, which is 15 mil from Yerushalayim, a person can accept a klicheres from any Am Haaretz for kedusha, but not for truma. This only applies to an area which is between Moedian and Yerushalayim, but if it's an area that's past Moedian, we cannot accept it from a Am Haaretz. You can only believe in Am Haaretz for small kelim, but not for large kelim. The Mishnah. Jewish tax collectors who entered a house to seize collateral, and thieves who returned kelim they stole, they're believed to say that they didn't touch any other kelim in the house, i.e., even though they're amaratzim, they're believed so as not to be metama other kelim in the house. And the Gemara says, but if they entered the house with a guy, then they're not believed, and the whole house becomes tameh. And the Gemara says, when all Jews are assembled as one, they're all considered chaverim, as we see from the pasuk in Shaiftim, they osef kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ish echad. The next Mishnah. On Yom Tov, we know all people are considered chaverim, so amaratzim are not metame anything. And the Mishnah says, if one opened a barrel of food on Yom Tov, and many people touched it, even amaratzim touched it, he can continue selling it even after Yom Tov. But according to the Chachamim, he cannot continue to sell this food once Yom Tov is over because it's presumed to be tameh. We know from the Gemara in Be'a, Daf Yud Aleph, the reason that we're makel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is if we would not allow this, then storekeepers would be reluctant to stock sufficient food for Yom Tov out of fear that they'd be left with excess inventory after Yom Tov. The next Mishnah. Once the Yom Tov was over, they would remove everything, all the kelim, to facilitate the cleaning of the Azara. These kelim were all considered tameh because the amaratzim touched them, so they would all need to be tovled. The next Mishnah. When they got ready to tovel, they would caution everyone not to touch the shulchan. Since the lechem aponim must always be on the shulchan, it's impossible to be tovel the shulchan, therefore we have to be especially careful with the shulchan. All kelim used in the Beis HaMikdash had replacement sets in case something became tameh, and there's a machlokes if there were also two shulchans. And the Gemara says, they also warned everyone not to touch the menorah the same way they warned everyone not to touch the shulchan. On the regel, they would lift up the shulchan with the lechem aponim and show Klal Yisrael the miracle of the hot lechem aponim. They would say, Ru'u, chibaschem lifnei hamakam. Note how highly regarded you are, Ta'kadosh Baruch Hu, that the bread was as fresh and hot when they took it off as it was when they put it on a week earlier. Si lukai kisidurai. Daf Chav Zayin. The shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash was 3 amas tall and 2 amas long. Bisman she Beis HaMikdash haya kayim, the Mizbeach was machaper for everyone. Today, where we have no Beis HaMikdash, our shulchanais in our houses provide the kapara. How does this work exactly? Rashi explains that this is with the mitzvah of hachnasas archim. By having guests at a person's house, at the shulchan of every person, this is machaper, the same way that the shulchan was machaper in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Marsha says that it's machaper by a Torah that we say at our tables. Because of the pasuk of Kiyutan, we know that food can only potentially become tameh if it was mukshel lekabel tuma, if it was touched by one of the 7 mashgais. However, kachim can always be mekabel tuma even without hakshara. However, blood from the animals in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's liquid, those can never be tameh. It's the blood that flows within the floor of the Beis HaMikdash from the mitbechais, those do not become tameh. According to Rebbe Lazar, both the Mizbechais, both of them, of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach HaZov and the Mizbeach HaNechashos, have a din of karka and are not Mekabel Tuma. The Chachamim say both are Mekabel Tuma since they're covered with metal. The Ibayis Ema holds that the Chachamim agree with Rebbe Lazar. Talmidei Chachamim are not affected by the fire of Gehenna. This is a Kal V'Chomer from the Chaya called Salamandra, which is created from fire. And finally, the Masechta ends by saying that the fire of Gehenna also has no effect on Paisha Yisrael. Taisva says this is not referring to a full Paisha Yisrael. As we know from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, one person who does a lot of Averis, he's a Paisha Yisrael Begufan, and this is specifically that he never put tefillin on in his lifetime. That's not what this is talking about. This is only referring to a person who does periodic Averis, that he will not be affected by the fire of Gehenna. This is a Kal V'Chomer from the Mizbeach HaZov. Just like the Mizbeach, which only has a light coating of metal, and the continuous burning of karbanos didn't ruin it, so too Paishi Yisrael, who are full of many mitzvahs, like a pomegranate, won't be affected by the fire of Gehenna, as we see from the pasuk in Shira Shirim, Kefelach Harimain Rakosech. Al Tikri Rakosech, don't read Rakosech, but rather Reikonin, read it Reikonin, that even the empty ones of Klal Yisrael, who are the periodic sinners, are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. The Chassam Sofer says a pomegranate has 613 seeds, which are keneged the Taryag mitzvahs, and this will shield them from the heat of Gehenna. Hadron Allah, Masechta Chagiga. Now that we have been zeicha to complete Seder Ma'id, Hashem Yisbarach should give us the kayach to begin Masechta Yevamos and eventually be Messiah Seder Nashim Be'ezras Hashem.